We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Jamie.
Hey, I'm Kaya.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
I'm Becca.
My name's Jess.
And I'm Karen.
Here's a song about homes.
Different animals live in different homes.
Birds live in nests.
Bees live in a hive.
And turtles carry their house around with them all the time.
Birds live in the nests they build. And fish live in the sea. A turtle's home is on its back. Squirrels live in a tree. They all live in a special place. They each can call their own. There's no place like home. A horse and cow live on a farm. Fox lives in a den, and buzzing bees live in a hive, and pigs live in a pen. They all live in a special place. They each can call their own. There's no place like home.
What do you guys like best about your house, about your home where you live? Jamie?
What I like best about my house is that it's a log cabin.
Wow, that's a really unusual house. So is it warm and toasty?
Yes, because we have a fireplace. It keeps our whole entire house warm.
I like my house because everybody loves everybody at our house.
Well, good. Our home is a lot more than just a building, isn't it? It's all the people. And what else?
Cats.
Pets and animals, sure. That's all part of home. So what else? Alexa.
I just like my house because it's not, like, huge. And I feel like when it's smaller that I just feel so cozy when I'm in my house.
Cozy place, yeah. You know what's kind of nice when you go away on a vacation and then you come back and you sleep in your own bed? What does that feel like?
Like you're a whole new person.
Oh, this feels so good, doesn't it?
You feel wonderful?
Yeah, you do feel wonderful. Well, you know, Jesus didn't really have a place that he could call home, did he? Not while he was here on earth. And there's some scripture that I want to look at in the book of Matthew, chapter 8.
Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
Jesus moved all around, bringing his messages and miracles to many people and many places.
And the disciples left their homes and followed Jesus.
Some of them were fishermen.
And they were called to be fishers of men.
We are the fishermen are we, fishing for good people in the deep blue sea, casting out our nets, we're working for him, come and follow Jesus, be a fisherman, oh we are his fishermen, yes we We are the fishermen, the fishermen are we. Fishing for good people in the deep blue sea. Catching out our nets, working for him. Come and follow Jesus, be a fisherman, oh we.
You know, God calls us to be disciples too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
To share his message with others.
Does he want us to leave our homes and families?
Well, probably not, although some people do. Some people who are missionaries do that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he does want us to tell others about him right where we are. And how can we do that?
Love people around us the way Jesus would.
Okay.
Learn more about Jesus so we can share his news with others.
That's right. If we know more, then we have more to share, don't we?
And we can learn more about him by reading the Bible and praying to him.
Good, good. Alexa?
We can also learn from each other.
That's what we do in our churches, in our homes, and at Karen and Kids.
That's right.
We work to build God's kingdom.
And God's kingdom, that's where Jesus lives. Jesus didn't need a home while he was here on earth, did he?
No. Nope.
Not really, because he was just visiting. His home was an eternal one. And let's read about his father's house from the 14th chapter of the book of John.
In my father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.
I am going there to prepare a place for you.
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am.
You know the way to the place where I am going.
And Jesus will return one day to take all of God's children to his heavenly home.
Our Heavenly Father, through Jesus, his Son, prepares a place for his children to come. A heavenly home for eternity. And God has invited me. Show me the way.
Jesus will show me the way.
For he is the truth and he is the life.
Jesus will show me the way.
Jesus prepares all.
most glorious place to live with my Lord for eternity. For he has invited me. Jesus will show me the way.
Does Jesus live somewhere else? It's somewhere very close to you and very close to me. Where do you think he lives?
In our hearts.
In our hearts.
In our hearts.
That's right, in our hearts. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we know that you had no place to rest your head when you walked on this earth, but we have a place for you to live right here in our hearts. And we want to learn more about you, and we want to love you more and more each day we live. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the way to your heavenly home, a place where we will live with you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Would you like to learn more about us?
Our ministry is growing, and we are looking for kids who want to be part of our show.
We're looking for kids to send in stories.
And please write to us and let us know what you like best about our program.
We want to hear from you.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
And don't forget to tell your friends.
And remember,
Jesus wants to live in your heart. See you next time.
And financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.